Okay. Super duty tough work.
What up?
Guess we can record a podcast. We're shooting the shit.
We here.
All right, man. We back once again recording the motherfucking podcast of the century.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the most illustrious.
Right.
Who's more consistent?
Nobody. Nobody. Jeez. No one.
Pandemic, no pandemic.
Yeah.
Your boys is here.
Pan what?
Yeah. Pan who? Pan them these nuts. We podcasting, boo. You know? Pan them these nuts, man. Y'all, hey, y'all catching these podcasts.
We'll catch you every week.
Every week.
Every
man.
Week.
And so this week, man, we gonna talk about you know, more production things.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you did like a beat set the other day on your live broadcasting, and you released a beat tape yesterday.
Yep.
And you know, we've all been on our beat shit, so we rhyme and do beats. So we're gonna keep with the production theme this week as well.
Nice.
And this week we're gonna talk about whack records.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, this conversation was sparked when I went through about a month ago. I was going through an old crate, and I was like, "Yo, I need to get rid of this shit so I can make room for all the new fire joints I got."
I'm going through that now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm going back to records that I've had for literally like 20 years
mm-hmm.
when I was making your first record, you know. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, "Yo, some of this shit is awful."
Right. How did I what?
How did I get anything out of this?
Yeah.
What did I buy this for from jump?
Mm-hmm.
And it made me come to some realizations about like lessons that you can learn from whack records, because every record is a lesson whether we see it that way when we got it or not, right? Mm. But we don't get it then and there. And so, you know, this week we're talking about like lessons from buying whack records, because there are some good things to come out of it.
Yeah.
And you know, the fact that we made dope shit just lets you know, you know
what, you know what I'm saying?
It ain't the end. Right, the whack record is, you know, you can finesse that shit.
Right.
And so yeah, we're gonna take a break and we'll be right back.
Right.
We got you stuck off the realness, the most infamous, you heard of us, official podcast murderers. The show comes equipped with few points to share, grown man ideas for all those who care and want to grow, so go ahead and download every single week with a brand new episode. You're not alone in this world, cousin, so we share information and honest discussion and keep repping the culture like we supposed to. They spread gossip, but they never come close to. I can hear it inside their tone. They talk about the industry but never left their home. You get laced up with bullet points and such, plus empowering topics that they never would touch. You can put your whole network against a team, but Super Duty Tough Work's the MVP. Most valuable podcast on MP3. Priceless info, but all of it's free. Huh. So take these words home and think them through. Super Duty Tough Work is coming at you. Now listening to Super Duty Tough Work with your host, Blueprint. Raw and uncut, adult conversations, no shucking, no jiving, and no bullshit.
Bam, we back, Super Duty Tough Work, talking about lessons from whack records.
Yeah.
We both got a lot of them.
Bunch.
I got crates and crates of them.
Man, I was going through, I got so many Jimmy Swaggart records. It's ridiculous. It's so bad.
What was you thinking?
I don't know. No, it was given. They were given to me. I didn't buy them.
Somebody just laced
you. Somebody
like,
just hit me with
ba-ba-ba-ba-ba.
Yeah, just hit me with a nice collection, but like half of it was like old, bad Christian, you know what I'm saying? Like,
not even a funky old Christian records.
Not even funky gospel. It's not gospel music.
Gospel shit.
Yeah, it's not gospel music.
Is it sermons?
No, it's like, him singing. He was a musician, music artist too.
I thought he was a reverend.
Yeah, he was.
He sang too?
Oh, dog, he got so many records, man.
Mad Jimmy Swaggart joint.
Yo, man, and I've sampled some too.
T?
I've gotten some shit out because I listened to them just because I got them. I might as well.
You have to.
And every now and then, it might be a little something. You know what I'm saying? Like, oh, that little piano right there.
Yeah.
Be like a 30-second, you know what I'm saying, 2-second little clip. Oh, okay. All right. Be the only thing on the record.
Dog, I got some whack shit, too. I don't know how I'm going to get rid of my whack shit. I've pared it down. But the next step is figuring out what the fuck to do with it.
Yeah. So, burn that shit.
Okay, so the number one lesson from whack records is patience. And this is important because the thing about when you get whack records that you don't know
mm-hmm.
is that because it's so sparse,
right,
with dope shit,
mm-hmm,
you gotta legit listen way harder.
Yes.
You can't just skim through a whack record because you know that it's only gonna be one little blip at the most.
Yep.
And it's not gonna be nothing obvious.
Nope.
It ain't gonna be nothing that everybody sampled.
Nope.
It's gonna be some weird obscure shit that only your ear can hear.
Yep.
Because you don't know no motherfucking better.
Right.
And so the thing about whack records, I realized it taught me was patience. There's stuff I listen to for that I sampled for your record, and a lot of it is just one note,
mm-hmm,
two notes, like What It Takes off of Unforeseen Shadows.
Yeah, the tenta.
Yeah. And it was just bop, 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 three notes.
Mm-hmm.
The whole beat was made with that.
Mm-hmm.
And at the time, I was like, this is all I got.
Right, right.
And I sat and listened to that whole fucking whack-ass record,
mm-hmm,
and many others. But it taught me patience,
mm-hmm,
and that patience, it translated into, as my ear got better,
right,
and I started buying good records,
mm-hmm,
all of a sudden, don't no good sample slip past me now.
Oh yeah, now it's like, oh, I can take this whole song.
Right, right.
I can use everything in this motherfucker.
Right. Like, all these, like, what do I, you know, right, what I'm saying?
Make like five beats out of one song.
Come on, man.
Yeah.
Back in the that patience to be able to sit there and listen to a record like that came from listening to whack records all them years.
Yeah. Because when I first started, I only had, you know, I had a collection of records that was given to me.
Yeah.
I wasn't even buying records yet.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And luckily, like, I had a couple friends that had record collections. They was getting rid of stuff. Like, when my grandmother passed away, she left me her record collection. So I had some good shit as a foundation.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I had a bunch of soul and all that That's stuff dope. From her. But, you know, one of my homies, he said he got this collection from a neighbor and he was moving. And he was like, look, you know, it's a bunch of shit. I don't know what it is. So he gave me all these records. Man, that was all the Jimmy Swaggart and, you know, Tammy Faye Baker shit.
Ooh,
and like,
damn,
a bunch of, like, you know, Christian, like, folk stuff and all that. So, you know, that's all I had in the beginning. You know what I'm saying? So it was like, I had to listen to the whole records, though.
Yeah.
And some of them I got some really dope shit out of. Like, a couple little things here and there, some vocal stuff.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? Like, so it works, but, you know, I ain't never listening to them again if I don't have to.
Nah. No revisit that.
Nah, no revisiting
and
at all.
And you would never, what's crazy is like now, knowing what we know now.
I would never buy those.
Never buy those.
Ever.
Again. Never. You'd be like, hell no.
I see some of those records in dollar bins too. I'm like, oh, somebody gonna get got.
Fool me once. Shame on me. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're not catching me slipping twice on no kind of records, man. But no, I had like two crates with like 100 joints and 150 each, like long crates out there. Man, I pared it down to just the stuff I've either sampled or that's still good. 90% of the crate gone.
Yeah.
Like literally saving 10 records.
Wow.
Out of 100. Like, okay. And probably 7 of those 10 are joints I'm saving just for sentimental value because I sampled them.
Right.
And some, like your record.
Yeah. Like they're like, oh, this is classic stuff.
Yeah.
You know, I got to keep it.
Tales of a Griot sample. Let me keep that.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Outside of that, nah, man, that shit got to go.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, the patience thing, man. And that rewards you in everything.
Mm-hmm.
Like a lot of, I think some people are missing. And just to add on this conversation is that like, we also have people who dig digitally now.
Right.
And digging digitally is a whole different monster for one simple reason, and that is filtering.
Mm-hmm.
When you dig digitally, you have someone filtering for you.
Yeah.
They're basically like paring down everything. Like, yo, I'm going to curate whatever you see on that page that they decided is dope enough to sample.
Mm-hmm.
They curated that list.
Right.
Now, who's to say that their ear is like your ear?
Right. So they probably missed some stuff that you might have caught.
Right. They're mm-hmm. just giving you what they think is dope. They're not giving you everything.
Mm-hmm.
And then furthermore, like, okay, let's say someone gives you a dope record. How do you develop your ear enough to be able to catch the samples and hook them up if you don't start before that?
Right.
Right. Like now when you get a dope record, you know you're going to make fire.
Oh, yeah.
5 years ago. Did you know that?
Hell no.
It was like, yeah, I think this is dope.
Yeah, sounds okay.
I can't hook this up.
Right, right.
When I learn some skills, I'm going to be able to hook that up.
Mm-hmm.
But the whack records kind of taught us that, man.
Yeah, yeah, definitely.
So that's number one. Okay, number two.
Mm.
Lesson from Whack Records is budget.
Dollar bin.
Come on, man.
Dollar bill, y'all.
Yo, I'm the Dollar Bin Laden.
Come on, man.
You know what I'm saying?
Dollar Bin Laden. That's nice.
The Dollar Bin Laden of this shit, man. Yeah. Fools know my rep, man. Yeah. I be killing a dollar bin.
All day.
Come on, man. If you learn how to dig with cheap Whack Records
mm-hmm.
and find good stuff, enough mm-hmm. to sample, you will never go broke buying records.
Nah.
You'll always be under budget. You'll always have dope shit. And you won't be like these people who buy all these expensive fucking records but don't got no good beats to show for.
Right.
You know, so like just putting that restraint on yourself
mm-hmm.
changes everything about how you make music.
Yeah, every now and then I'll get a $3, $5. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, I spend like $10, $15 on records that I actually want to listen to.
Mm-hmm.
I think for my birthday, Taya got me this limited edition Prince album.
Yeah.
That was like $50. That's the most expensive record in my collection.
Shit, I don't think I got a record that expensive.
Yeah, like I got a $50. She bought it for me. I wouldn't have bought the shit. Yeah. I wouldn't have bought it. But you know, the joint is not opened.
Mm-hmm.
Chilling, you know what I mean?
Keep it sealed.
Yeah, keep it sealed. But every now and then, you know, I'll go up to the 15 if it's like some Miles Davis or
classics.
You know what I'm saying? Like some shit that I know I'm not gonna find in a dollar bin.
That's true. That's
you know
true.
What I'm saying? But dollar bin all day, dog.
Oh yeah. And what people don't even understand too is like
you'll find some gold in a dollar bin too.
Like the way the dollar bin was in the mid to late 90s to mid 2000s, like 95 to 2005 dollar
I couldn't imagine.
Oh, everything that's in the 3 and 5 and 7 was in the dollar bin back then, because that's when they thought vinyl was gonna die.
Yeah, I couldn't imagine, man.
Fools is trying to get rid of it. Take it. Like if you go and look through any crate out there, you're gonna see some crazy shit that was a dollar that I've had for 20 fucking years. So now when I go to Dollar Bin, I'm like, damn, it ain't like it used to be.
Like the olden days.
The olden days. I'm straight up. Oh, man. Like, man, back in my day, you couldn't get this record. This was just a dollar.
Right.
I was digging. I'm straight old man out there, you know, because I remember. And then now that we're in the resurgence of vinyl.
Yeah,
because
they be pressing shit. You know, they be pressing records that was probably a dollar back then. Now they 30, 40 bucks.
Come on, man.
You know, double vinyl, colored and shit.
It's crazy the amount of stuff I could get for a dollar back then. But it taught me budget. Like, it taught me how to go out and say, okay, you spending $20 a day.
Mm-hmm.
And if you know you only got $20 to spend today or this week or this month on records, you need to get as many good records as possible.
Yep.
And that's something that we ultimately apply to everything we do now.
Yep.
Not just records, gear,
mm-hmm.
how we throw shows, how we buy merch, how we put out our music. Learning Whack Records, it was such a big thing. Like, yo, take the dollar bin mentality to everything you do.
Yeah.
And I think you'll be successful.
Definitely.
So that's number two. We'll take a break and we'll be right back.
Word.
If you've been listening to the podcast recently, then you know I've been working on a brand new book that I hope to have out in the next couple of months. But in the meantime, I'm here to let you guys know that all three of my first books are back in stock at waitlist.net. That means Adventures in Counterculture book, back in stock. Word is blog, back in stock. And my most recent book, What a Night, a book about the worst shows of my career, is back in stock. All back in stock, and you can get all three of those for just $25 on waitlist.net. Once again, all three of my books are available for just $25 on waitlist.net. Back to the show! Super duty tough. Work.
Word.
Printnificence.
The logic in the house.
Y'all know what it is, man.
You know what I mean?
And just so y'all know, I re-upped on a couple hoodies.
Mm-hmm.
Don't have a lot. Mm-hmm. I was back ordered one, so I just got like 10.
Mm-hmm.
So for those of you who wear a 2X, XL, L, medium, I got one medium,
mm-hmm.
two smalls. Now's the time to order your Super Duty hoodie.
Word, word.
Because they keep selling out.
Didn't we make an announcement this week?
Oh yes, yes, we joined a podcast network.
Yeah,
it's been bubbling below the surface for a while.
We know about it. We've been working.
Shared the good news. Mm-hmm. That means your boys is we official.
Yeah, we, you know, expanding the brand.
You know, like we never stop growing. You know, we have our formula.
Right, right. We just flipping and bouncing on them. You know what I mean?
We just update our formulas. Now we got podcast network. We about to join, mm-hmm. And you know it's good. So and how that translate to you, the listener, is that like we will be doing advertising on a podcast. We will be accepting advertising. So if you have a product, service,
word,
album release or whatever, let us know. Hit mm-hmm. us up. If you want the gram, email us or email us at superdutytoughwork@waitlist.net.
Word.
Your boy's got the email address now. Mm-hmm. And just let us know what you do, what you're trying to promote, and we'll get this thing cracking so that you can, you know, reach our wide, awesome audience.
You know what I'm saying?
You know. And okay, back to the show.
Word.
Number three lesson from Wack Records.
Mm-hmm.
Maximize everything. See, when you ain't got nothing better.
Yeah, it's like everything. It's just like soul food.
It is.
Use every part of the pig, dog.
Right, right, right. Hog mog.
Pig feet.
Pickle pig feet. Chitlins. Like, who's eating everything off the hog, man?
Yeah, man.
Like, come on, man. I don't eat all that stuff, but my family used to get down on all that.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
But yeah, back in the days, if you ain't got nothing mm-hmm. and you only got one pig to kill this year, you're not leaving nothing wasted out there.
Nah.
You know, and that's kind of how it was with Wack Records.
Mm-hmm.
You buy a Wack Record, sometimes you might get, yeah, this shit sucks, but I'm going to find something on this motherfucking
I'm
record.
I'm going to use every little piece of everything. Is that a snare?
Yeah, I'm taking it. Oh, it's got some bullshit behind it. So what? I'm using it.
Mm.
You know, and that mentality of not letting, you know what's crazy? That mentality, I noticed with my guy, Mr. J, my contractor, the guy who did his room for us.
Uh-huh.
When I would work with him on contracting stuff, he's who taught me to waste nothing.
Yeah,
he had this thing. He'd be like, yo, don't waste anything. Everything you got here, aside from, I mean, obviously there's bullshit you throw away, like dirt and shit that's on the floor. He said, but a lot of these pieces end up being the piece you need for something down the line.
Mm-hmm.
So you cut off that little square of that flooring thing thinking I'm never going to need this 4x4 square because it comes in 4 feet things. Then when you get to the end of the job.
Yeah, you need that little 4 foot square.
That little corner over there. It's, just, mm-hmm. it's not even. But if you do it all away, you can never do that.
Mm-hmm.
Sampling is just like that.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Like you have a bunch of pieces of music that go together, right? You're putting them together, but there's just always one little thing. If you had, like, I just had that little horn stab right here.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, if I just had that little background whistling thing right here. Oh, man, if I just had somebody go, rah, then I could just freak this shit.
Mm-hmm.
But when you don't sample everything because you don't necessarily view it as like, I gotta get something out of this,
mm-hmm.
you end up having these things that are just not quite finished.
Yeah.
You know?
It happens a lot. I think, and I think I've taken this mindset to everything now, like maximizing everything, like, you know, just Friday.
Yeah.
The Bandcamp day.
Yeah.
Dog, this was, shout out to all my fans that supported too.
Yeah.
This was probably the biggest day I've had on Bandcamp in a very long time.
That's dope.
I mean, and I really appreciate that, but it's because I'm starting to maximize all of the opportunities that are available to me,
mm-hmm.
you know, and not just sitting back. Oh, I'll catch you next time.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck all that. You know what I'm saying? Let's get this back.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Let's do it how we
get
supposed to do
it.
Yeah, let's get this stuff out here. But still, like, you got to maximize every opportunity, everything that you have. And honestly, doing sampling and, you know, listening to records, and especially Wack Records, have really got me into that mindset with everything that I do now.
That's dope. Yeah. That's dope. You out here winning.
Out here winning the game, though. You know what I'm saying?
So I know that means a new record going to be coming out soon.
Oh, it's coming soon.
Okay.
Very
okay.
soon.
Yeah, it sounds like the people funded it.
Yeah, the people was helping
they
out.
They had you back.
Very, very well. I appreciate y'all.
That's what I'm talking about. New Logic. I'm sold. Yeah, that's dope. But yeah, what we're saying is just maximize everything. That means, like, you may have records right now that you consider whack that don't make sense to keep.
Mm-hmm.
You may say, this doesn't sound like anything I can use by itself.
Mm-hmm.
But sampling isn't just about sampling things that you can use by itself. It's about finding accompanying instruments sounds that can support, complement what you already have.
Right.
That's the sampling game I've been playing for forever. Like, you go back to your like Stop Lying beat.
Mm-hmm.
That's a bunch of different things
from different records. Yeah.
Yeah. By themselves, they wasn't like, oh, I gotta use that.
Mm-hmm.
But when you take that and you put it with that,
mm-hmm.
and you add that, oh shit, this thing is fucking
banger.
It's banging.
Yeah.
That's what sampling is about. But only if, and that was from the era before I had a lot of dope records.
Mm-hmm.
We made that around 2001.
Yeah.
I wasn't crazy in the crates then. I was starting to get deep into jazz. I had my shit from college, but I probably had no more than 300 records,
mm-hmm.
400 records around then. And so I'd say 150 were whack. You know what I mean?
Right.
But the point is that the whack records taught me to take every little part and say, you know what? This horn riff don't sound that good right now.
Mm-hmm.
But let me just sample it and keep it anyway. Because yeah. this thing I'm working on, I might be looking for a horn riff.
Yeah.
And if I got one right here, who knows? It might perfectly fit this puzzle that I haven't even started building yet.
Yeah, I just take every little piece. If I hear something that sounds like it could be usable, it might not be the illest thing.
Yeah.
But it's like, I'm just going to take that little piano run. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to take that little, a little chord change here that's open. Mm-hmm. I'm going to just snatch that up. It's not nothing amazing now, but, you know, and every now and then I'll be like, oh, I got that.
Yep.
Oh, I'll be going through my samples like, oh, yeah, this is perfect. You know, and it'll be one of those little tiny things that put the icing on a beat.
Yep. Yep. And it allows you to create the variation, right?
Mm-hmm. Because
so you ain't sitting there with a 2-bar, 4-bar loop.
Right.
Stuck.
And some drum break.
That's
and a
it.
Drum break. And that's it.
I can't no arrange changes. It. Yeah. And so that's where like the maximizing everything really comes in.
Mm-hmm.
So that's number three. Okay. Number four lesson mm-hmm. from WAC Records is appreciation for the good record.
Man, come on.
It's like dating a fine woman after you done had some not so fine.
Yeah, you're woman. Like, oh, don't ever leave me.
Yeah, let me treat her right. Joints like this don't come around very often.
Yeah, especially if it's a dollar record too.
Cool,
oh
man.
God, bro.
You appreciate
man,
that
come
record.
On.
Like, oh, do y'all know what I have right here?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I'm using all of this record.
Yeah, I was going through it. When I was doing that, when I was talking about sampling on the Beats and B-Sides, I was playing one record I hadn't listened to before.
Yeah.
I was listening to it, I was like, oh, shit. I was listening to the whole record like, oh, I'm going to go back to this. Like, every song was crazy.
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah, this is it.
Yeah, man. Yeah, like my collection now I'm better at digging, you know, but it took me years to get there.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's like there's certain records I can get rid of, certain records I won't get rid of because I know that every time I revisit them,
find something new.
See, and that's the value in a really good record.
Yeah.
Whereas when you go back and visit the whack records, you're like, how did I find anything?
Right.
The dope shit, you're like, how could I go wrong with this
record?
Right,
I could sample anything.
Anything.
Just drop the needle.
Right, it's fire. I can chop it, I can replay it, I can loop it, it's whatever. Yeah, man. So like my appreciation has really went up for like dope records.
Yeah, definitely.
You know? So yeah, that's number four. Okay, let's do number five.
Mm.
Lesson from WAC Records.
Yes.
Creativity.
Yes.
When you got some shit that ain't fire,
mm-hmm.
but you creative as hell.
Yep.
And you really want to make some dope shit.
Yeah.
You going to dig deep.
Yes.
You going to
yes.
be in your bag. Like, how can I reverse this?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I can do it backwards. Maybe I can chop this part and put it back.
Slow it down.
Slow it down.
Speed it up.
Sample it on 45. Maybe I can pitch it over here. Maybe
yeah.
I can. Yo, your creativity starts to really get activated because everything ain't handed to you.
Yeah. Throw some delay on it.
Right.
Distortion.
Yeah. Let me pan it. Let me just sample the left side.
Yeah.
And filter out that side and then run it mono and see what the fuck happens.
Yeah.
Oh, the bass line is fire now.
right.
But you ain't doing that when the whole thing is handed to you.
Yeah.
When it's handed to you, just like, yo, I'm going to loop this shit.
Drum breaking, I'm done.
These chords is fire. Let me loop them. It's over. Done. Right? But when you got a whack record and you used to whack records, man, you be in your bag.
Mm. Yeah.
You know, and so like the whack records I had, like I go back now and I listen to some of that shit like, how the hell
mm-hmm.
did I make this beat out of that?
Mm-hmm.
And how did I even hear this? I was working hard.
Yeah.
To turn this into that. It wasn't obvious.
Yeah, when I found the Lucky sample, because I got that record, I was like, yo,
That's it?
Yeah, I was like, this is it. It's just lucky, doo-doo-doo. That was it. That was it. The rest of the song, I was like, okay. All right, hold on. Is this the right song?
That's it.
Yeah, man.
That was the era I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. Like, there's literally nothing on that whole album.
No, it's not. I listened to it because I was like, oh, he found Lucky on here. Let me go through this record. Maybe it's something he didn't use. I was like, nope. Nothing else.
That was it, bro.
Nothing else.
And that was 2 seconds of the record.
Yeah.
They sang that thing one time. Lucky. That was it.
That's crazy.
Went into the whole song, never repeated that. So yep. It was just like, oh, wow, this is.
Yeah, because the song even like speeds up and like goes into some weird time. It's crazy. It's weird. I'm like, what the fuck? You must have been listening heavy.
Bruh. I was determined.
Yeah.
Because those was all the records I had. I was like, this is it. I guess this Lucky part can be, I don't know, something.
Yeah.
And then you hook it up and you're like, wait a minute. Oh, this is fire. Lucky. Yeah. And it just sounds like, but that wouldn't have happened if it was laid out. I didn't, that was a perfect example. It was never just laid out. Mm. It was like, oh, this record is awful.
Mm-hmm.
That's the only thing I can take. I guess I'll take that.
Yeah.
Then you take it. Next thing you know, you're like, this is crazy. You doing all your tricks. You in your bag. What if I delay this joint?
Mm-hmm.
What if I add this and put this part there and only bring that every, you know what I mean?
Yep.
That's just going to be the hook right there. Yep. You're like, oh, snap.
Those reverb
on this. Delay.
Yeah.
Then you come in with the rhyme that complements it,
yep.
Rhyming every other bar to complement the sparseness of the set. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Now we got a fire song.
Yep.
And it started with this thing that wasn't even laid out for you. It was not obvious at all, but it sparked the creativity to do it.
Yeah.
So that's the number five lesson from Whack Records. We'll take a break and we'll be right back.
What up, everybody? Quick reminder, Super Duty Tough Work hoodies, back in stock. We got smalls, back in stock. Medium, back in stock. Large, back in stock. Extra large, back in stock. 2XL, sold out already. My bad, y'all. But yeah, every other size of the Super Duty Tough Work hoodie is back in stock and available at weightless.net. Go there, order yours, and support the movement. Rep the squad. Back to the show.
Lessons from Whack Records.
Mm-hmm.
This is for all the productions, you know, the producer heads out there living that producer life.
Word.
You know what I'm saying? Ableton, what up?
Mm-hmm.
Logic Pro, what's good? Kai, what's good? All my NPC heads, what up? What up?
Mm.
Reason in the building. What's good, Reason?
You know FL I mean? Studio,
FL
young.
Studio gang in the house. FL squad, you know what I'm saying?
Oh,
what's
man.
Good?
All what the, up?
What up? What up? All the producers out there doing your thing, you know what I mean? And this is for you and then all the record collectors as well.
Right,
you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Hooking up them samples. So we talking about lessons from Whack Records. And we got two more to go. Number six, and this is number six lesson for being from Whack Records, is that being wrong is the best teacher.
Yeah.
See, this is the beauty of buying Whack Records and having no one hand it to you is that through making mistakes, through buying the wrong records,
yes,
with minimal things that you can sample,
yes,
as it goes on, your vocabulary of artist starts to change.
Yes.
Your vocabulary of record covers, how to detect was whack beforehand,
right,
starts to change. You start to know ahead of time, hell no, I ain't buying no live album. You know?
Right.
That shit don't sonically sound good.
Mm-hmm.
They be having some breaks sometimes, but nah, man, ain't doing it.
Yeah.
You start to learn more than you would have if you just had all the banging records from jump.
Right.
Because again, once somebody starts giving you all the dope shit, you don't understand how to filter.
Nah.
They are your filter. You don't know really how to determine what's dope from not dope.
Mm-hmm.
So now we walk back into the dollar bin now.
Oh yeah.
After buying the wax shit.
Mm-hmm.
We finding gems.
Yeah, I'm looking at years.
Come on, man.
You know what I'm saying? Looking at how the album cover is constructed.
Come on.
Looking at who's playing drums on this record.
How many instruments is on this
how
track?
Many instruments? Is there a black dude in the white band?
Yeah, is he playing drums? We got a black drummer. A rock band? Give me that.
That's all me.
I'll take that.
Yeah, I was talking about how I look for records. And I was like, if it's a group, that's all white dudes, yeah, and it's like two black dudes, and it's from 70s, and it's from the 70s, you better pick that fucking record up.
Oh, automatically.
Yeah, this is, you know it's going to be fire.
Automatically.
Flames.
Yeah, like even down to like looking at what I used to do sometimes, I would look at like, now I do this, I look at the amount of instrumentation on the track now. Mm-hmm.
Then like, you know if you have open shit.
Yeah, like,
or some, it's not too much, too layered.
Right, because some shit is just too full. You're mm-hmm. like, I don't really need 10 instruments going on in this shit. You can give me keys, synth, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying? A drummer, guitar, 4 or 5 things. We in the house.
Yeah, because you know some shit going to be dropping out.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? They're going to have some drops here and there.
Come on, man.
Yeah.
It's going to be fire. But mm-hmm. but you can't learn those things if you ain't even looking at the jacket that the record came on.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, half of the advantage that we get from seeing the physical is being able to look at the jacket.
Yeah.
To be able to look at the instrumentation. You don't get that shit when somebody gives you a folder with an MP3 on it.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, oh, here's all this. Here's this. So you know the year. You know who played. You know. Okay, then you can look at the grooves of the record.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying?
Has it been played a lot?
Yeah.
Is it going to sound good?
Before you even buy it.
Mm-hmm.
You, all right, let me look at this. Hey, ooh.
Yeah.
A couple breakdowns in here. Every couple tracks.
Yeah.
Copping it. Mm-hmm. I don't know what they sound like. Mm-hmm. I'm copping it. But because we were wrong so much.
Yeah.
Now we're afforded the chance to be right all the time because we just blew it for so many years.
Well, in the beginning, we just didn't know.
Did not know.
We didn't know we was blowing it. We was just like, yo.
I'm trying everything.
So what? How they make beats? Oh, they get records? Okay. Let's right. get some records.
Now
Let's,
what?
Yeah, now what? Okay. Listen to the records? All right. Oh, this shit don't sound like nothing.
Nope.
Okay.
That sounds cool.
Yeah.
Now what do I do with it?
Yep.
And you're just stuck.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, the best teacher, you know, as I say, experience is the best teacher.
Yeah.
And for us, like going out and owning WAC Records, especially at the beginning of your digging, you know, journey, it teaches you that it's okay to miss.
Yeah.
And every time you miss and you listen to something, whether you know it or not, it's teaching you how to be more selective the next time around.
Yeah, just don't miss with a $20, $30 record.
No.
Please don't.
Don't do that.
Don't do that.
Those kind of misses will make you not want to do it.
Yeah, it make you quit. Fuck this.
Yeah, you buy $5, $20 records.
Right.
And they're all whack.
Yeah.
Or they all been hit.
Yeah.
There's a reason a record's $20.
Right. It's popular.
Come on, guys. And a lot of the record prices that we see, especially in the jazz records or things like that, is because they know someone popular has sampled it already.
Yep.
That's where the Black Sheep samples from. Mm-hmm. That's where the, you know, the Tribe sampled this. Mm-hmm. If it wasn't for them sampling some of these records, it wouldn't be $30, $40.
Correct.
So when you buy that, understand that it's not just because the record's good. It's because everybody already been there.
Yep.
And that shit fucks. But we know that now.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't know it then.
Yeah, nah.
But yeah, those are expensive fucking lessons.
Mm-hmm.
And we didn't have to pay that much money to learn this.
Nah.
We learned that for a dollar at a time. Okay.
Yep.
Nothing.
Yep.
Get this out of here. Okay. Horn sample, woman singing lucky. I'll take that.
That's it.
That's it. I'm one in one. You know, that's hard to do when you're spending a lot of money.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's number 6. Last joint, y'all.
Mm-hmm. This is important.
This might be the most important one.
Yeah.
Lesson from WAC Records. The number 7 lesson from WAC Records is WAC is relative.
Yeah.
What you think is WAC could be another motherfucker's, you know what I'm saying?
Holy grail. The
holy grail. Oh my God. You didn't hear that.
Right.
You're like, hear what?
Mm.
This is awful.
Yeah, you can have this.
Yeah, take it. And then he makes him fire.
Yeah, and you're like, fuck.
Why did I give you that record? I knew I should have kept it. But it really comes down to your ear.
Yeah.
It comes down to your ear. A person who has a crazy ear can make some dope shit out of some whack shit.
Yeah, out of nothing.
Nothing. Just yeah. You understand sonics, you understand chords, you understand melody.
Mm-hmm.
You can find some whack shit
yeah.
that 90% of the producers will ignore or can't, and you'll be like, as soon as it plays, I need that.
Yeah.
I can do something with that.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody's like, why would you want that shit? Those records ain't dope.
Watch. Just hold up for a second.
Hold up.
Give me a couple hours.
Yeah. And so it's relative, man. And your ability to determine what's whack and what's not is largely dependent upon your ear
mm-hmm.
and your skill set.
Yes.
Because certain things you may hear, but you technically can't freak it yet.
I'm still there sometimes. Yeah. Sometimes I hear stuff, I'm like, I'm going to take it.
Yeah.
I have no idea what I'm going to do. I know what should be done with it.
Right.
I can't do that.
Can't do it. And then, and if you were to hook it up in a year from now.
Oh, yeah.
It'll sound completely differently than it will now.
Right.
Because as your chops get better.
Right.
You'll be like, oh, I ain't even got to think about how to hook this up.
Right.
You know, because I got so many little skill sets in my bag. But it's relative, man. So, like, whatever you do, whatever you buy in terms of records, like, work on your skill set.
Yes.
Because if your skill set is limited, what you hear is going to be limited.
Mm-hmm.
But if your skill set is varied and wide, if you know how to do everything, every record will sound different to you.
Yeah, every record is potentially a beat or two.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? At least a beat or two. Every record you listen to, you can find something.
Something.
If you have a broad skill set, you can always find something.
Yeah, but if you got those blind spots in your skill set, you're not going to hear it. You're like, man, I can't really, I'm not that good at playing yet.
Mm-hmm.
And this record is all warped and fucked up.
Right.
So I can't use that. But if you could play, you would replay it.
Right.
Right. But if you can't play, then you're not even thinking about that.
You're right. Like, you're just like, throw it away.
Get it out of here.
Get it out of here. It's warped.
It's warped. It sounds like shit. Mm-hmm. But then you're like, oh, once you learn how to play a couple years later, oh, man, what?
Mm-hmm.
How's that go? Bling, bling, bling. Mm-hmm. Bling, bling. Oh, now we got something. Mm-hmm. Now you got this set of chords. You take those chords, and now out of this whack, fucked up record, you know, made some fire.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so whack is relative, man.
Yeah, definitely.
So that's it.
That's it.
That's it for this week, man. So lessons from Whack Records. I'm going to read them back. Number one, patience. Number two, budget. Number three, maximize everything. Number four, appreciation for good records. Number five, creativity. Number six, being wrong is the best teacher. Number seven, whack is relative.
Word.
That's it for this week. See y'all next week.
Word.
Peace.
Peace.
Thank you for listening to Super Duty Tough Work. Subscribe to the podcast on iTunes. Follow the podcast on SoundCloud. Peace.
Styles already that's more complex that nobody know about. I mean, super duty tough work.